My husband and I live in a little duplex. We have a quiet life. He's an accountant, and I help him out at the office. Our neighbors on the other side of the wall are so completely different from us. He's like in construction or something, so big and strong. You can just see it rippling under those t-shirts. And she's like a dancer, you know, at a strip club. But Brandy, and yes, her name is Brandy, which is just like such a cliche, but Brandy and I became friends. We'd chat, we'd go shopping together. And one day, while we were trying things on, she said, "Why don't we trade looks for a bit?" So, what do you mean, trade looks? You know, try each other's clothes and hair and makeup. We're the same size. It'd be fun. It was kind of exciting to think that I could look slutty like her. It was also exciting thinking about making her all conservative looking. So in one of the changing rooms, we traded clothes. We traded all the way down to underwear. It was so naughty wearing her dirty underwear, handing her my expensive shoes and putting on those hooker boots that she was wearing that day. And she said, "Oh, but it doesn't look right." And she made a quick call. And next thing I knew, we were in her salon. And my hair was being done like hers. I mean, she has this wild pink and white hair, you know, with orange. And it's just this incredible teased, like the freshly fucked look. And I've got this just basic auburn with low lights. And when we were done a couple hours later, I was looking almost in a mirror. She was wearing my clothes and she had my hairstyle and she'd redone her makeup in a softer style. And I was all tarted up in her clothes and hair and makeup. And I looked like Brandy and she looked like me. And she said, "Oh, this is so much fun. You know, we should try to fool the boys." I said, "What? I can't let my husband see me like this." And she said, "He won't. He'll see me like this." And it was just so wicked to think that we could trade partners like that, that we could trade husbands. That as crazy as it was, I just had to try it. So we went back home, only she drove my car, and I rode with her, and we got out, and she picked up my purse, and I picked up her little bag. And then we got to the front doors, which are right next to each other, and I went into the right, and she went into the left, opposite of what we normally do. When I came in, her husband was sitting on the couch watching TV, and he just yelled at me to get him a beer. So I went and I got him a beer, and then I brought it to him, and he looked up at me and said, "What happened to your face? It looks different." I said, "I'm just trying some new makeup." And he said, "Well, it looks good, really good." And he pulled me down next to him, with that big, beefy arm around me. And he was fondling me and opening his jeans. He took my hand and he put it on his cock. And I knew I should pull away. This wasn't right. I'm not really Brandy. I'm not really his wife. I have a husband next door with the real Brandy doing, I don't know, crossword puzzles. This is so much more exciting. Oh, he was pushing my head down and looking like the slut that I'm feeling like. I take his cock in my mouth. Oh, I love this cock. It's so big. It's so, oh, it almost hurts. Bobbing up and down on it. Just getting him harder and just losing myself in that smell of his musk and that taste of his cock. Then he picks me up like I'm nothing. He carries me into Is it their bedroom or our bedroom? I don't know, but all I know is suddenly I'm naked and I'm on all fours and he's fucking me from behind. He's grabbing my pink and purple hair and I'm looking at the mirror across the room and it's Dave and Brandy fucking. I'm not there. Yeah, I'm Brandy now. Oh my God, he's fucking me like I'm the slutty whore. Like I'm the stripper and I am. Oh God. And I want it. I want to be Brandy. I want to stay. I don't want to go back to being a boring accountant's wife. I want to be a stripper and I want to be slutty and oh, and he comes inside of me. Oh, and he turns me around and he keeps fucking me, looking at me. Oh, and he said, oh, you're going to be more slutty than Brandy ever was. And I know that he knows. And he says, doesn't matter. You're Brandy now and you're never going back. Oh, and it just makes me come again. Oh, and then he falls down on top of me. Oh, and I let his cock slowly soften inside of me and then come drip out onto my ass. Oh, I wonder how Shelley's doing.